bien je prends main et t'enlève ton déguisement. Maintenant fini de rigoler.
My mother told me that I was a monster. My mother told me I'm a teenager man. Oh, when the sky is dark, the moon is high, looking for a girl, looking for a virgin. When the moon is high, the sky is dark, and jumping out the closet, it's you who want to get. My mother told me that I was a monster. My mother told me I'm a teenager.
Noon o'clock. Do you know where your brain is? Right here. WRCT Pittsburgh. Zombo. Right in it. He's in it. Yeah. All monsters today. That is right, Tom. We heard Monster in the Closet by the Mysterious Asthmatic Avenger. We heard BK, BDK and the Roller Coaster doing Monster Time. We heard the Science Fiction Corporation, Monster on Saturn 1. Nice. The Titty Twister Orchestra doing Monkey Monster. And the set started off with the Big Mama Shockin' 3 doing Midnight Monster. An hour to go. How many monster songs do I have left? 171 monster songs left. Yeah, that's that Steppenwolf tune took up half the show. But gotta do that, right? So let's shake it. You know it's shaking. There's all kinds of monster stuff. And, okay, once again, getting back into the golden era of after Monster Mash came out. Because when Monster Mash came out, everybody did this. So a guy named Danny Hutton, who went on to be like one of the guys in Three Dog Night. Before Three Dog Night, he did a tune on the Hanna-Barbera label, the cartoon label, a song called Monster Shindig, which is pretty good. It is a neat tune, but you got to understand, I mean, Purple People Eater was a hit, and Monster Mash, that's the only two that really made it to the top. It was kind of like when they came out with the Pet Rock in the 1970s. This guy came out with his idea for a novelty of a Pet Rock, and it was a rock, and it was in a little cardboard guy's legend. Guy, it came out in a little box. And you're like, oh, take your pet rock to school. Oh, make sure if your pet rock gets wet to wipe it off. Your pet rock will follow you. That kind of thing, you know. And the guy made the fortune off of the pet rock. And then everybody thought, well, I can do something like that. The stupider the novelty, the more chance. So a lot of people are like, pet this, pet that. Hey, pet this. Oh, boy. That guy got in trouble for the pet this. Oh, boy. That guy got in big trouble over that one. Yep. What else is? I should tell you about another show here on the station. All right. Let's see here. I could tell you about... Ah, you remember Top 40 Radio, what it sounded like in the 1970s? How about the 1870s? It sounded like this. Because there's like no radio. So it sounded like... All right. Jay Thurber says he knows how it sounded in the 1870s because he is a vampire. That is right. He is a vampire. All right. Jay Thurber, he says, tune in to Radio 9, 12 to 3 p.m. on Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies. See, that's it. That's bad promo right there. And snark. The guy isn't very snarky. He's not very snarky. He's more nonchalant than snarky. Here on independent freeform radio in your brain, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Yeah, it's a crazy station, ain't it? Got all kinds of stuff. Alternative radio provides information, analysis, and views frequently ignored or distorted by the corporate media. So put your tinfoil hats on and listen Mondays, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. to alternative radio. I didn't know that show's even on anymore. Monday's 10 to 11. I like this slot right here. You know what show I listen to on this station? Mine. Sometimes I'll tune in the Mockster on Friday nights if I'm coming home from something. I'm like, oh, let's tune the Mockster in. Sometimes if I'm lucky, I'll catch Watson's show on the Wednesdays during lunchtime. But yeah, and then every Saturday I might swoop the dial, and if I don't hear Jay Thurber play Duke of Earl, which he does a lot, then I'll listen to his show. But usually every time I tune it in, he's playing Duke of Earl. That guy needs to get more than three records. I think he has Duke of Earl, Rip It Up by and some Dip 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 Jim 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 song or whatever, some doo-wop thing. I don't know. He needs more than three records. I'll tell you that. Duke of Earl's got to go. How are you guys? Because on this show, you never hear the same thing twice. All right, Saturn, Monster on Saturn 1, I played that during my Saturn show 4 months ago. All right, so that was that one song. But it's this long, ongoing game. So let me tell you, I got the whole year planned out. This is a good feeling because it weighs heavily on my brain to come up with an interesting thing to make it worth my time to come on the radio. Make it worth it, because I got, like I'm saying, this is, I get paid nothing to do this. None of us get paid anything to do this. It's all about showing off, being extroverts, being like, hey, look, I'm a music geek, everybody. I know all stuff about Steppenwolf you didn't know. I know that doesn't help me sleep at night, but it doesn't hurt. What was my point? Forget my point. Oh, well, it was a hell of a point. It was very profound. If I must say so myself. Let's see here. We got more monster stuff coming at you. What was I going to tell you about? About the DJs on the radio. Yeah. We just like doing this stuff. It is a lot of... It's our thing. It's our thing. Yeah, you know, I try not to show off, but there's some things I'd like you to know. Mm-hmm. Some things I just do for me. All right, let's get into this. I hit a lull in my creativity and my profoundness. Like I said, I had a moment of clarity. That's the sad thing. I had this moment of clarity. It was like, oh, yeah, I got the airwaves. I'm going to say something profound. And people are going to go, that's Zombo. What else is on the radio? Nothing. Damn it, I guess I'll keep listening. This is a clown. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. I got the whole year scoped out for you bums. Whew. I knew it'd come back to me as if in a mad fever dream. So what happens is, we got the month of October. All monster. Except for like the third week where I will not be on the radio. All songs about monsters. Next month, we get back into the time and space thing. Because like I'm saying, we started out way a bit ago. Earth, moon, stars, planets, galaxies, all that stuff. So we had space, and then from space, naturally going into the next dimension of time. So I did all songs about time. Time, 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 time. Now we're going to get into the increments of time. Songs about minutes, hours, seconds, days, weeks, months, years, millennia, infinity. That's got to be the month of November. And you know what happens in the month of December? The month of December is my annual report, where I call together all the great music I find for that year. Now, it could be new release that year. It could be a re-release that year. Or it could be something someone just gave me this year. Something I might have found this year. Something this year. So what I do, I divide it up into a quarterly report. The first week, the first Friday of December. See, look at that. We're planning already for this. It's like getting your Christmas shopping done early. The first Friday of December is the best music I found in the first 3 months of 2023. And so on and so forth. No Christmas music. No, like I'm saying, you're either a Halloween person or you're a Christmas person. And there is really no Christmas songs I like. Maybe the Ventures Christmas album might be okay. But then that gets old after like 10 seconds. So, yeah. So, sorry. Ain't going to hear no Christmas music. That's Halloween music is what it's about. So, in the 1960s, dude from... Three Dog Night got together with Cartoon Company, and they did a thing, a 45 called Monster Shindig. WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo in your brain.
monster.
Long time in this world, and nothing.
Question, children. Do you think that you could make it with Frankenstein?
It was enough hearing the fidelity from New York Dolls Frankenstein. That was recorded, I don't know, like probably cassette tape. But that was New York Dolls Frankenstein by request. And this was some song that I thought it would follow up nicely, and it did not. So there was that with that. Oh, my gosh. I know what I want to do. This is going to be awesome. I don't think I want to play this. Can I play this in the background? Yeah, sure. What the hell? Let's see what happens. Is this what I used to do? Hang on. Let's see here. No, that's, oh, this is nice. It's those Straight Jackets Monsters. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's a pretty good version of the Monsters theme. This is the Zombo right here. in your brain. By the half hour of the goal. Yeah. See what I want to do here. Like I'm saying, so how many Monster Signs I got left? 172 between that Steppenwolf tune and the New York Dolls tune. That really added a lot of time to the show. Let's see what else I got here. Ah, might as well just keep rocking. Ah. So, needless to say.
Okay.
Okay. Man. All right. This year, thousands of adults will finish their high school diplomas. There you go. And none of them will do it alone. That's right. Make sure and help them cheat. That's right. Just get them through. Because all high school is, friends, is just memorization and spitting it back. It has nothing to do with wisdom. It has everything to do with obedience. So that's right. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma and you got help, get some free education classes. Finishyourdiploma.org. That's right. Be a loyal plastic robot for a world that doesn't care. Because that's all school is, really. It's basically discipline. Discipline, how to obey, how to be just smart enough to do a job, and just be dumb enough not to ask questions or be a Weisenheimer. That's why they always like punish the Weisenheimers in class. They always try to push out any sort of joy out of children. Once you get to that 12th grade, man, you basically had all this stuff drilled into your head. You know? Be afraid of this. Be afraid of that. Don't take any risks. Obey. You know? And then you get an A. I'll tell you. That's what else we got here? Is this something else coming up here? Got something else? Is this interesting? Oh, no. That's not going to happen. We're not going to play that. We're going to play another song here. When Monsters Fall in Love by the Scared Stiffs. You're listening. Got a half hour to go. Where did the time go, man? Maybe perhaps I was just yelling at you for like an hour and a half. I'm playing 3 minutes of music. And that Steppenwolf tune that seemed to But isn't it, I think this is just so wonderful. Pull up a seat. Pull up a stool. Ah. I just think this is, there's some magic in the universe when it comes to Pittsburgh. I am just saying, because yesterday was summer. Today, Zombo kicks on the air for the Halloween month. And it turns all nice, gloomy, and damp. There's just something about that. There's something cosmic about that. It just does, stuff like that just doesn't happen. Or it does. It does happen, and we just kind of try and fabricate sense around the whole thing. That's the beauty of life. It's all this nonsense, and they say, well, you know, that really means this. That's why I think it'd be fascinating after, like, above all, top of all the science, on top of all the religion, on top of all of the obedience, on top of all of the things you learned, there's a level of crazy chaos madness. That's right, chaos madness. And above that are the original gods. That's right, there's the sun god, there's Zeus hanging out there. That'd be hilarious if those dudes were like the real thing. And you die, you go, and it goes, what? Who the hell are you? I'm Zeus. You should have worked. Zeus, I read about you in the book. Well, yeah, you read a bunch of stuff in the book. You should have read this. I am the king. Oh, man, who's that dude over there? That's Hermes. So you're telling me Greek gods are the real thing? That's awesome, dude. Yeah, let's go farther than that. There's the sun god. That's hilarious if you think about, like, the whole level of just, like, we just make up stuff. And the original things that the scared cavemen made up was actually the real thing. That'd be hilarious. That'd be hilarious. So, just think of that. I think it'd be. Or, you know, we go back and goes, what's going on up here? Oh, the American Indians were right. This is the happy hunting ground. Look at that. Look at all those buffalo. What? I got to spend eternity with all these buffalo? Hey, it's a happy hunting ground, dude. You'll get used to it. The Indians were right. It's a happy hunting ground. Oh, man. Or if you're lucky, you get to go over the Rainbow Bridge. Hang out with all the dogs and cats. Now, that would be awesome. You know where they go? Oh, over the Rainbow Bridge. That beats floating around with a cloud. Can you imagine floating around a cloud playing a harp? Dude, you realize how old that would get? Plus, the harp's only got like four strings. The harp's only got, there's only so much melody. You got bling, 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 bling. That's about all you can do on a harp. And that can, believe me, you have a pre-tuned four-stringed instrument. You're going to pretty much exhaust the entire musical possibilities of that instrument in literally 20 minutes, you know? Or they say, oh, you know, you go up in the sky and you have a big feast. What? Yeah, you go up in the sky and you have a big feast. You're kidding, right? You go up in the sky and you have a big feast. Yeah! Well, what, you eat for eternity? You just sit around and eat? Dude, I mean, I can barely stand 45 minutes of Thanksgiving. You like realize how long an eternity is? That's a damn long time. If you look it up in the dictionary, it says eternity. Damn long time. But I just think it'd be hilarious. Go happy hunting ground. And go there. You know, that's the thing. There are like 3,000 religions out there. 3,000 ideas. And everybody else thinks everybody else is wrong. You know? There's an interesting quote that, who is that? Ricky Gervais had this really wonderful quote. He sits down with Stephen Colbert. And Stephen Colbert is Catholic. And he goes, well, you know, we're only different one way. Because I'm an atheist. You don't believe in 2,999 religions. He says, I just don't believe in one more. So I thought that was kind of fascinating. It's just that you don't believe in like 2,999. I just don't believe in just one more than you. So there. But I'm looking for that happy hunting ground. I don't know about you. Hang around in Buffalo. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Big teepee in the sky. Hey, let's get back to Monsters. I only got a half hour to go. When Monsters Fall in Love. The Stared Skiff Zombo in Your Brain.
Freshly buried. Check his inventory.
hurriedly in an attic hotel room. The woman they call the hostess smokes cigarettes for her nervousness, takes off and folds up her dress, and diagonal sun across darkness, churning through dust to her leg, bisects between shutter and ceiling, silk of a fresh spider's web, from the siesta of reason, come monsters of love, stillborn issues, the bulb-eyed fool, sterile and slow as the stubborn mule, what mutations, fresh and kiss, what perversities, flourish and bliss, monster of love, guest below, black widow above, and the hostess is naked, as she waits for his key in the door, and her body is old as the hills, and as young as 44, from the street comes the rasp of an engine, and the whoop of exhaust and the air, brief Arabic conversation, then the step of the guest on the stair, from the siesta of reason, come monsters of love, spawn of tadpole and polythene, liberated of the hijacked dream, she will replenish the teeming earth, and then guzzle the afterbirth, this monster of love, Scorpio rising, black widow above. Joy so intense he can die, and sucking her silk between shutter and ceiling, the spider releases her fly, from the siesta of reason, come monsters of love, the horse lizard, the lamb badger, the thrush mule, wildcat gazelle, monkey, a jaguar, a dog dromedary, a quail, monsters of love, guests below, we'll be right back.
With the swiftness of a deadly cosmic ray, the Earth is invaded by indestructible moon monsters. Their ghastly mission, death for all humans. What astounding technical developments are being made to protect mankind? Robot Monster brings you an actual preview of the devastating forces of our future. Unsuspected revelations of incredible horrors that will terrify you with their brutal reality.
There is no escape from me. Very well. I will recalculate. Your death will be indescribable. Fool humans, there is no escape.
I was a teenage monster.
Bang. Bang.
I was a teenage monster.
To the land of the living. I am a zombie. I am a zombie. I am a zombie.
Let's go! Bring us to the castle. She's giving us a half. She'll be sacrificed. We'll be not denied. We'll kill us to the monster. And witness all the horror of pain is gonna die right before our eyes. Hell yeah.
of dummies. Ah, yeah. There's some rock and roll for you. As the Frankenstein drag queens from Planet 13 with Give Her to the Monster. And then we heard the Ketones. I Was a Teenage Monster. Shampoo did Monster. Momus, Monster of Love. The Scared Stiffs, When Monsters Fall in Love. And, yeah, listen to Zombo right here. Got about 15 minutes to go. So this is interesting. There is a news story, either today or yesterday, where they're taking the human skull out of the Natural History Museum. There's, like, this scene where, like, I guess these cheetahs are attacking. So it's like a diorama or whatever. It's a reenactment that's done through taxidermy. Well, they find out now that there's a human skull in one of the things. So they got rid of the human skull. As they, without express permission from the human who had the skull. So, yeah, they made this big deal about it. And I gotta say, it is kind of creepy. And because I can speak freely with you. At one time, I did have a human skull. I had it replaced. It's plastic now. No, I was DJing somewhere. This was a long time ago. This was about 25 years ago. And it was a milestone birthday. I forget how old I was. My band was playing, or I was DJing, and I, you know, some friends, and this one friend of mine's dad was a really well-renowned neurosurgeon in the area. He was known as a big shot neurosurgeon. And he was a nut. This guy is a nut. So anyhow, I'm DJing, and everybody's bringing me, like, little goofy gifts. Hey, I got this at the store for you. I got this little tiki thing for you. I got this little goofy thing. He shows up because I got something for your birthday. And I think it might have been when I turned 30. Yeah, it might have been, I don't know, it was a while ago. And he hands me this plastic bag, this black garbage bag. I remember it today. It's like one of those industrial garbage bags. I was like, wow. Okay. And the bag is just almost empty. I'm like, there's a thing in there. Obviously, cut to the chase. I pull it out. It's a freaking human skull. He got it, I guess, you know, from, like, work and all the autopsies and all the skeletons and all the stuff that they did. He thought it'd be funny to give me one of those. So I had, and some of the teeth were missing, and it wasn't, the bottom jaw was gone. So you could actually look up inside, like, the under the nasal cavities and see all the cartilage. It was so unsettling. So needless to say, I take it home, and I'm kind of weird about it because I don't think you're supposed to be able to own human skulls, you know. But he gives me this human skull. So I got this human skull, and I thought, you know, I'll put it up there with some of my fake stuff, like the bats and all the fake things and all the other Halloween decorations that I used to keep up all year long. So I put the skull up there, and I'd side-eye it while I was watching the TV, or I'd side-eye it, and it just ooked me out to know that that was somebody's real skull. And it was very strange. So it got to the point where I always needed money. I was always broke ass. You know, I never had enough money. And word got out that I had this human skull. And all of a sudden, all these people started contacting people, friends of friends. Hey, I heard you have a human skull. I really would like that. I said, well, you know, it's illegal to have a human skull unless you're currently using it. So it ends up, I think it was this gal. She said she collected, you know, like deer skulls. She would find a deer skull or a squirrel skull or a rabbit skull. And she goes, but boy, I would love to have a human skull in my collection. And I said, well, I just don't know if this is like a sting operation. You know, I try and sell you this human skull and I end up, you know, getting busted. So needless to say, I forget how much, it was a lot of money for me at that time. I think it was like $200. And, you know, it was $200, and it was a birthday gift that I really didn't think was going to, you know. The thing ooked me out to begin with. Two things. I didn't like it in my house, and I needed money. Those two ingredients add up to, like, quick sale. So I think I sold it to her for $250, and I went out and bought some records or some CDs, or I bought something dumb with the money. I'm glad I do not still have that human skull. I'm glad I do not have that human skull. But I just saw that this article that they removed the human skull from the Natural History Museum. And I'll be honest with you, that stuff, I know that I have a lot of friends that like taxidermy and a lot of friends that like that creepy stuff. I like plastic skulls. I like plastic bats. I don't like real bats. I like fake spiders. Don't like real spiders. Yeah, that's just my style. I am a total sissy when it comes to that. I just ain't my thing. All right. Whew. Man, that whole skull thing just brought back some cheery memories. That's almost as bad as the Xanthi Misfits. Oh, my God. That's scarred in my, you know, you don't want to Google Xanthi Misfits. You'll be scarred. All right. We got time for one more. And I'll be back next week. Farewell to Monster Island. This is the Kaiju. Zombo in your brain. We had a hell of a time today. Just you and me. I will be back next week for more monsterific fun. Once again, here's the Kaiju. Farewell to Monster Island. Right, Tom? Ah! On behalf of myself and Tom Savini, ah!